Good evening and welcome to worship. Instead of me coming up there and having you look at my ugly face, I would invite you to instead focus on the fireplace, focus on a candle, focus on the light that is before you. We come this evening to worship, to be in the presence of the Holy One. And so we open this worship service with prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and you shall renew us. We pray that we would have open ears and open minds and open hearts tonight, that in the midst of the silence we'd be able to hear your still small voice, that we would be able to draw a message from the reading of your sacred word, find hope in the healing of Christ and life everlasting in the form of communion. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. After the reading of the sacred text, I invite you to be in peace, in silence, as you listen for the Holy One. From the book of Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw. That is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. "Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty." After the reading of the sacred text, allow God to direct you to a word or a phrase from the second reading. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. To the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. During this silence, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the kneeler as you are able to be anointed for healing for yourself or another. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. To the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priest to serve his God and Father. To him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and even those who pierced him. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen. A final reading from our text tonight. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart, what is written in it, because the time is near. To the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, who was, and who is to come. And from the seven spirits before him, his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve him, his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth who will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. I'm not sure about you, but I grew up and one of my all-time favorite movies as a kid was the old King Kong movie. And I just loved that whole movie. You know, there's action, there's a love story, there's tragedy at the end, and it can make a grown man cry. I'll admit it. So a few years back when Jack Black announced that he was going to star in the remake, some of you are nodding, you've seen it, I thought, oh Lord, how can you remake something that's a masterpiece and do it justice? And so I was hesitant to watch it. Matter of fact, when it came out, I didn't even go to the movies because I didn't want my childhood memories to be ruined, right? And then I happened to either see it on HBO or Netflix or something, and I thought, well, I'll give it a try. And so I gave it a try, and I was so deeply moved by the movie that I went out and bought it on DVD because I thought, boy, they nailed it. They did a beautiful job remastering a gem, if you will. And I say all that I'll get to my point. There's a point in the movie where they're arguing over, you know, the direction. Jack Black has misled the crew. He's written checks that he can't cash. And he just keeps telling them, keep going, we'll reach the island, this mysterious island, Skull Island. He says, I know it's out there, and the captain's like, no, we're going to turn back. You need to go to jail for what you've done. And in the midst of that argument, they start cruising into some fog. And if this ship is, well, it's before the time of radar. And so a ship like that always had somebody looking out. And as the fog gets thicker and thicker, it's not just the captain that's looking out. He sends somebody out on the bow to start looking ahead to see if there's land coming or whatnot. And as they start to get deeper into this fog, these huge boulders start showing up like volcanic rocks. Right, and they sound the collision alarm, and the next thing you know, the captain calls another person up, and he starts taking depth readings where he's throwing a weight down in. And so I'm laying this out, trying to paint a picture that, you know, on that boat there was a ton of people. Well, maybe not a ton, but a small army, right? So there was, but not everybody was on the lookout. And it reminds me of this text tonight about how he is saying that he repeats the fact that God is the person who was, who is, and who is to come. And even there will be people one day when he does come, everyone will see. It says in the text that for those who have already said yes, they'll see it. And for those who have even pierced his side, those who didn't believe will see. And I think about that, and I think about those on the boat. Like the people down in the galley eating dinner or cooking dinner or sleeping in their bunks, they weren't on the lookout. They couldn't see it coming, the danger. But there was one who did see it, the captain. And then he called another one. And I think about the text about like the work that Jesus done and the fact that he's made us a kingdom and priests. In other words, he's given us a calling and a mission to be like the captain, to look out and to call to others, to bring others up to the bow of the ship. I think that's the bow of the ship, and say, look what is coming. Look what is coming. I don't know, maybe that metaphor breaks down as all metaphors do, but it paints a picture that, you know, there are some of us that are already up on the bow. We're anticipating and we've seen Christ and we know he's coming soon. Yet there's others that are deep in the belly of this ship, oblivious to what is going on, to what could be. And God calls us. God calls us to warn the rest of the ship, but do it in a way of not fear-based, but of glory-based. Like, look what's coming. The love of Christ. The one who was, who is, and who is to come. The Alpha and the Omega. I really didn't understand what Alpha and Omega meant before I had to take Greek in seminary. And the first thing we had to do was we had to learn the Greek alphabet. The English alphabet has 26 letters. The Greek alphabet has 24. The first is Alpha. The last letter is Omega. The beginning, the end, the one who was, who is, and who is to come. So if you don't like the movie King Kong and you don't like that metaphor of being on the ship's bow, I'm sorry. I hope you're able to connect to tonight's scripture in some other way. I hope that God can speak to you. But in the breaking of the bread, Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I always like John's gospel because it starts out, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And through him all things were created. And Jesus comes and says, I am he. And if you believe in, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And we are one. And he takes the bread, blesses it, and breaks it, and says, this is my love for you, my body broken for you. Take, eat, in remembrance. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he takes the cup. And once again, he gives thanks and blesses it, which always perplexes me, that he would give thanks knowing that it would be his own blood being spilled. that can only speak of the depths of the love that he has. And he says, take, drink, all of you, for this is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And in all of that action of love, he tells his disciples to do this in remembrance, to go and share, to go and make disciples, to be the one on the bow, looking and at the ready state, but also the one calling those from the depths of the ship to come up to the service, to see the great light. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these common elements of bread and fruit of the vine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that as we partake and ingest you, that you become a stronger part of who we are, and that you would empower us with your presence through these elements, and give us the ability to be your priests in your kingdom, to be able to serve, to be able to speak of your love, to be able to share your grace with a hurting world that is in the midst of a deep, heavy fog. Allow us to be your light, to receive your light, and to shine in the darkness. Amen. We have an offering basket between the two candles up there. If you feel like giving an offering to God and in response to his great love for us, that's why we have that there. As you are led, take your time, but as you are led, all are welcome to come to the table to receive this great gift of love. You will receive a piece of bread and hear the words, the body of Christ broken for you, and then simply take it and dip it into the cup and hear the words, the blood of Christ shed for you. The table has been set. All have risen to the bow of the boat. Come as you are. So it turns out, after I bought the Kong DVD, they had some extra bonus features on there. And one of the bonus features was an interview with Jack Black. And it turns out that Jack Black's favorite movie growing up was also the original King Kong. And when he heard about this project being done, he did everything he could to try to just be a part of it. He had no idea he would be able to take one of the leading roles. And he said it was such an honor to be able to work on a film like that. And his whole goal was to do the remake justice, to take something old and make it new. And it's a metaphor of what Christ can do for us. He can take something old and make it new. He can take it from a black and white and bring the full color spectrum to it and bring it alive. So I leave you with that image, the fact that Christ can take something old and make something new. Even in the midst of when we are finding ourselves scratching our heads on those who haven't said yes to the invitation yet, don't give up hope, because he's coming. And one day, every eye will see, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess. And that's the gospel, the good news, the sacred words, the hope in which we live, the second coming of Christ. Praise be to God.